This goes to Jamie Smith. It's J-A-M-I-E Smith, P-A-C, fax 989-953-5329, regarding Nancy Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, date of birth August 1st of 1945. Dear colleague, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Lewis with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, lithium nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was August 3rd of 2022. She's had no further seizures, which were thought to be secondary to tramadol use, but she's also complaining of quite a bit of pain in her low back and pelvic area. She does use ice and other non-medication type of remedies, but that would be her biggest complaint today. No evidence of bipolar, either mania or depression exacerbations. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No chest pain, no palpitations, no dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She's on multiple meds for the bipolar disorder. Lamictal, Seroquel. Klonopin is 0.5 milligram once a day, and she also requires Levetiracetam, 500 milligram twice a day for prevention of seizures. For pain, she uses Tylenol, 1,000 milligrams as needed. Physical exam, weight 144 pounds. Pulse is 89 and blood pressure is 134 over 80, and her weight is stable. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. No edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done January 24th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.7. The previous level done 11:30 of 22 was also 1.7. But before that time, she was alternating between 1.3 to 1.5. So she's slightly higher. The microalbumin to creatinine ratio is negative, less than 30, so there's no proteinuria. Her hemoglobin is 11.9 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease, a history of lithium nephropathy, anemia of chronic disease without indication for erythropoietin or iron replacement currently. Hypertension is currently at goal. We've asked the patient to continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She should follow a low-salt diet, and we will have a follow-up visit with her in this clinic in the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.